It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Yo, it feels good to be back up here. We are about to get busy on the 4Play Podcast. Welcome in. My name is Mr. Mega with WG, the BLAWK Genius, and the 4Play Podcast is brought to you by 96.9 Cool FM. Kano, I'm not alone, of course. The guys are in here. By the way, I have a little grudge because they did the last one without me. I feel a certain type of way. Nah, man. Well, we're going to let that slide for now.
No, but listen, if you want, we can let you have the entire podcast.
Not good to do that. It has to be chemistry.
Keep it to yourself.
It has to be the blended thing that will happen. But it's all good. For this episode, though, we're taking a look at 2022. And wrapping up some of the key moments that shaped this year. Now, I really cannot... Look, before we even jump into some of the things that happened, let's even talk about our personal lives as short as possible. Let's find out what 2022 was like for us.
The year of Shege.
Shege
Pro Max. The price on everything affected me too.
Blue Magic, how much did you save? How much did you plan to save? In January, your savings are far, man. Are we still on point?
Well, not as much as I expected to save, but but it's not. To be honest, it's not been a very bad year for me, though.
Mm.
I won't lie to you. I mean, God will be watching me like this. God will be watching me like this and be like, "Yo, Blue Magic, what are you saying? Yeah. You're saying 2022 was not good to you? It was actually good in some certain ways, but then you know, tasking at the same time.
Yeah. Let's see what Scarlett thinks. I mean, she started the year off, you know, in love, probably. Aww. Something like that.
Yes, what? So much love.
No, you're right.
Let's go! I mean, we all thought Tobu would say we started the year single, single.
We started single. We started single, we're ending single proudly. Aww. Are you joking? Say so started the year with love. Love with myself, actually. Aww. 2022 was great.
Don't worry, Scarlett, we love you so much.
Yes. Yeah. I know that you guys do. That's why I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
We're going to keep up with that love. But what are you guys giving me for Christmas, though?
Love.
I don't want.
You can have all of me, Scarlett.
I don't want.
That's a lot, Scarlett. That's a lot, though.
I've never given anybody all of me.
Yes. All of him. Wow. Alright, now this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna try as much as possible because of course so many things happened in the year 2022. So we'll try as much as possible to touch down on the key ones. So in case we miss out on any, you know what you do? Tell us. Yeah, drop a comment on any of our socials at Cool FM Kano on Instagram, Twitter, and don't forget to follow us as well. And the Facebook page, by the way, is facebook.com/CoolFMKano. You can always check the podcast on our website, available www.coolfm.ng. Earlier this year, it was sex tape. Now,
QE Marvin Gaye.
Which one? Man, Dito, you seem to know a lot about this. Let it go, sir. Tell us.
Everybody knows Marvin Gaye's sexual healing.
Exactly.
This is like,
I don't know it. Sexual. By the way, we're talking about Oxlade. When that tape dropped, there was a good side and then the bad side. It was a good side. I mean, I don't know if it was for ladies. Guys, we learned the monkey star, didn't we now? Come on now, monkey! You trying out to 2022, my guy? Scarlett, come on now.
Why are you calling my name?
I think, though, for Oxlade, it was all good for Oxlade. I don't even think what the bad side is for him.
Mm.
I mean, he put out that sex tape and he ended up the year as the most Googled person.
I'm telling you, bro.
Look at that. So,
and it's certainly the sex tape that, you know, enabled him to become the
and
most
and this
Googled.
Is into entertainment, showbiz. These are the things.
What are you people selling?
This is what they live for.
Artists out here listening to this podcast thinking they have to go and do stuff and sell it
on.
Blow?
We have to put a disclaimer on him. Because it worked for Oxlade doesn't mean it will work for you.
Some people's career went down the hill after a second.
My major concern was actually the girl. I mean, that's why I felt like, you know, there's the good and the
I don't even remember the girl.
Yikes! Come on now.
I don't.
Me too.
No, if you showed me a picture of that girl right now, I wouldn't even know. Her face was never ever saved in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if she has a name.
So
that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I just moved on.
I mean,
like,
I don't know.
So
I kept the
sex tape, Oxlade.
I think I may have followed her or something.
Oh,
what? Gosh, come on.
But she has some mons though, so maybe.
Oh, goodness. Can we put that to the next one?
No, this is key.
I'm not making am I making this up?
No, you're not. No, you're not, sir.
Well, I guarantee, it didn't actually work for everybody. I mean, James Brown tried it. It didn't work for him, clearly.
He tried it.
It didn't also work for Tiwa Savage because she lost a lot of deals. Because, I mean, she would have gone farther than she is at the moment if not for the sex tape. But Oxlade, it did work for him.
Look, I would hate to be the one to say this, but it has to be said. You know, when a guy does something, it's seen the same light. And then when a woman does
something. I just knew that's what happened with that whole
Tiwa. I mean,
Tiwa.
Come on, it's obvious now. I mean, people started telling her, you're a mother. You're a son. Yeah. And then, you know, she did a sort of like a subtle reply in the song Loaded with Ashake. And then people bash that even more. So I'm like,
like, are you proud of this?
You dig? Like, how in the world are you supposed to be?
Sometimes it's very hard being
a
woman.
It is. Scarlett, we feel for you.
Nah, that's why I say sometimes, because there are a lot of good things about being a woman too. And Scarlett enjoys being a woman. She said it a lot of times.
I mean, she's the only one who mentions self-love.
I feel like if Tiwa Savage was a certain kind of person, I think she would have gotten away with that, because
you would have to describe a certain type of person though.
She's not she's always trying to, you know, get that, how do I put it?
I know what you were trying
crazy.
To say.
Crazy. She's not that crazy.
Sex appeal. It was a major conversation.
That's
this
it. That's
year.
The one.
So you're saying Tiwa Savage did not have sex appeal.
No, she did not.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
It's the way the society is built. It's unfortunately that's what.
As soon as you have a
I mean, I don't want to call out people's names and say it, even if they had sex day, because it get us a bit. But as far as you're a woman or you're a lady, and it just doesn't work as it could have for a guy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's just what that's it just is. Means. Yeah.
Anyway, speaking about Ashake, we did make mention of him. The guy actually dropped Omokpe sometime end of January, beginning of February, and the song kind of like
fire.
It went crazy in February. Now, how would you describe Ashake's year? Let's start with Scarlett.
Ashake has had a great year. I think he's had a really great year. Most of the project that he released this year has done a lot. And for me, Omokwe remains one of my favorites from him, right? Besides what happened recently, which we will talk about on this podcast, we talk Ashake at his concert. Ashake has had a great, great, great year with his music, honestly.
What I feel like you like Omokwe the most, because it's sort of like the blueprint. Every other thing kind of like followed Omokwe. So it felt like, this is Omokwe 2. Omokwe remix number 1. Omokwe remix 8.25.
I wouldn't really say so. I think there's more of like aspiring Ashake in that song. Like, Ashake had not really gotten into the industry as at that time.
The hunger.
It's very evident. Like, he puts everything into that song, and then Olamide just sealed it. Like, so it still remains my favorite. Eat and Door. I love those two songs.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I wish Door was longer than it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, is that just radio version of that's how short the song is?
That's how short it is.
I've never heard it outside of radio, so.
And I'm like, how can the song named title Door be inspiring people? I'm like, the record's supposed to be dumb. I'm like, it's so inspiring.
But before Omokpe, I didn't know Ashake was the guy that had that Mr. Money song.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, because I'd known Mr. Money. I'd known the song. I didn't know who the artist was.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of those street guys that just have that one song.
I mean, it was him. And I remember listening to both songs side by side. And I was like, yo, the guy switched his style.
Yeah, he did.
Like, completely. If Mr. Money didn't. And Mr. Money was a hit, though. It wasn't that bad.
It was big at that time, but it was very regional, kind of like a regional song
and didn't quite get around as much as
we would want it.
But for it to make its way to some states and was, you know, and got a good airplay, not so much, but at that time I think it was more like a foundation. I think that was what helped him get connected to Olamide more. I think that was actually what, you know, helped Olamide see him for who he is.
Yeah,
you know.
Man, shout out to Olamide, man. That's one amazing.
Yeah, putting brothers on the map for real, doing great things. But I don't know why he. I mean, it didn't happen this year, but they tried to get a lady on the label, but that stuff didn't work at all. We heard a couple of stories. I mean, he's put a couple of people on the map, Fireboy, blah blah blah, Dekunle Gold. But the one time they had a lady on the, they call her YBNL Princess. Or
I think her name is Temi Ovasa. I think.
Oh, yes. That's Temi, yeah.
Yeah,
Temi Ovasa. That
thing just went down like a lead balloon. It just.
I feel like the Temi is on self-destruct mode. I don't know how to put it, but I feel like she always has a reason to fight. She's always fighting Olamide, or she's fighting this or that. When you're busy fighting your boss, how does he get inspiration to push you? That's how I see it, though.
Another thing is we don't have the full gist. So you never know. Maybe Olamide is a great guy when it comes to working with guys, but can't handle, may not understand how it is to work. I mean, I'm not saying that's what it is, but just what if, you know?
What if?
But by the way, I mean, we are players in the industry, and we know that to manage ladies is kind of like a whole lot.
It's a handful.
Let's just say it the way it is. It's a whole lot. You have to be fully committed, as maybe twice as committed, in order for you to push a lady. So maybe that's, you know, weighing down the Temi Ovasa thing.
I think that's what it is.
And I see her going, just like you said, I don't think it's self-destruct mode. I feel like she feels there's this shield around her, and she needs to break free. So she's expressing herself a bit more and being unapologetic about it. And I don't know, the Gen Zs, that's one thing that they love. They want to be seeing you on TikTok talking about how, hello, so you guys will not believe it. I woke up this morning, there's a guy that came. The guy said, no, I'm just giving an example.
That's what they do
on TikTok, though.
I can't believe you wanted to say that thing.
That's not what they do on TikTok.
And you started with hello. It has to be hi, guys.
Yes, thank you, TikTok. You have seen so many of those videos. So I fucked the guy the first time. It was not going very well. He now came back again, gave him another fucking. The guy now fainted.
Wait. You guys are following the very wrong set of people on TikTok.
Why?
The very wrong set of people. Because I can't relate to this thing you just said.
Well, the part on TikTok you relate to is the one that really dances.
No!
Go around.
When you download TikTok will ask you what kind of content do you want.
They did not ask me.
You're the one that chose this.
Hold on.
Yeah.
they didn't ask me. I don't put TikTok. They say welcome.
Matter of fact,
detox. No. Oh. It was detox that told me initially that when he just jumped on TikTok, he was just scrolling up, videos kept coming.
Yeah, that's
exactly what happened.
Wait, hold on. It depends on when you started. It depends if you were among the, you know, earlier people that started on TikTok. You may not have experienced the whole choosing the content you want to see. Yeah. It's the same with Twitter, actually.
At the moment,
if you're opening Twitter for the first time, right now, they're gonna ask you, what kind of content do you want?
Now that we've mentioned TikTok, I mean, let's talk about TikTok's influence on music this year. It's not just this year. Yeah. Happened a lot last year, many years too, but it's been a big, big deal this year. I know last year, CK enjoyed it. Love Wantity.
I mean, it started in 2020, by the way, and extended up until 2021.
Who enjoyed TikTok advantage this year?
I see a decline, actually. Yo.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
Personally, going forward, I see a decline because, you know, people get tired of saying things, right?
Yeah.
And the industry is constantly evolving. Most of the guys who thought that they were going to be like big on TikTok, it didn't work that way. And then we saw the situation with, what's the title of this record now? I've forgotten. I think it was something with this Maven guys. I can't really recall. Hopefully during this conversation. But I'll tap into Black Bones again. I'll use Fashion Nova as a perfect example. Mm. I mean, he's been revealing a lot about the industry, talking about how people pay people to go on TikTok and do certain things. People tell you, my song is going to blow up. I can envisage it. They'll tell you like 3 months ahead when they've made some marketing strategies to jump on TikTok and get certain people to, you know, use some of those. And I just realized that TikTok has become so big that people are picking on random songs. Like, I was shocked when Too Good at Goodbyes by Sam Smith came back up. I mean, the song was released in 2017.
It happened to Chris Brown too.
Yes.
What's that song?
Gentility, One Day Cold. Same thing. And I think The Weeknd in recent time.
Yeah.
What's the title of this record?
Die For You.
Yes.
It came back.
Came back.
Megan Trainor. I think maybe foreign artists enjoyed more TikTok advantage this year. Megan Trainor. You know, a lot of people thought she was done.
So I'm questioning if the creativity, if the level of influence is actually in the hands of the artists at this point. Could probably be TikTokers.
It's not. Definitely it's been TikTok. It's definitely TikTokers. Because one thing I know with TikTok is, number one, they even have their mixers, like their DJs that mix songs and make like their own generic songs off of already released songs. And then you might want to create something. I remember, oh, this song has this chorus that says a certain thing, and they just pick the chorus and they use it, and then people now use that chorus and then they keep using it. That's how it is. And also, Nigerians decided to abuse TikTok as an app. Most Nigerian artists decided to abuse that app because originally it was organic. People just loved the songs and then they started using it. But now they're now moving to TikTokers and paying them to make the songs blow.
Yeah, I think so that's where the problem is.
That's the problem.
And I feel like it's becoming, they want to save TikTok per se. So they're trying to recapture their space. So they are back throwing organic stuff out there. Else these guys will just come through and, you know, do their thing. Still, we're in February now.
Oh, wow.
Bruv. We are going to do 3 episodes.
We might do more than one episode of this end of the year review.
Yes, because I just remembered ASUU went on strike.
Hey,
they gave Nigerian students their love gifts. Were packaged on the 14th of February. Thanks to Detox for reminding us that actually happened on that particular day. Do you have anyone affected by the ASUU? Were you affected by the ASUU strike?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Hallelujah. Except for the events I was supposed to plan.
Yikes.
Yeah, but then there was no student to attend.
So they touched your pockets. Besides the fact that you talked saying money was out. His savings would have been 1 million now by now. We are sorry, Blue Magic. let's hear from the talkie talkie. Did you make money extra
from ASUU strike?
I'm business moves, bruv.
Man, I don't do any business around school environment, so it didn't change anything for me. Although there was something I was running, someone in the family that was trying to get a certain certificate. So they say, hey, let's just wrap up and settle the school fees now so we can get things done. Brought out all the money, put it in, let's pay the school fees. We didn't even do it 3 days later. ASUU went on 9 month strike.
Nice.
It's like, what's going on here? And this is some big box, you know. Bruv. What I'm saying?
How did you get that person busy all throughout 8 months?
Nah, they were busy on their own. So, but you just something you needed to close a chapter, you know.
Yeah.
But you thought you were closing a chapter. You didn't know what you're getting into, man.
I was like, hold my tongue.
I was like, what do you mean close this chapter?
And by the way, the negotiations went on forever.
Way too long.
One minister meeting with another.
I mean, I say this with a certain phase. I hope this is the last time, though, because
I really do hope it
took too long.
That hope, eh? No, Dito, rather hope and pray. Prayers and fasting need to be included.
We're happy students are back in school.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Please pay attention to your books. So, hopefully, we don't have any more strikes that will hamper your graduation. And shout out to all those who just came back to school and they were forced to write the exams. Get it out of the way.
I mean, what do you expect, man?
I heard BUK gave them actually just a week break from one semester. I'm like, you had 8 months to rest. Yeah. You're good.
You know, nobody reads during strike now.
Everybody found a hustle.
What
joking?
Are you talking about? And by the way, in March, the slap of the century. Bye! Went down.
Richard. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Slap the
pup. They still haven't resolved their issue till now.
The most searched word in the month of March was actually Will Smith slap. Words. Now, Scarlett said they've not resolved their issue.
I don't think
you should reach out to who first, though, by the way.
I mean,
realistically,
now.
Because
Will Smith actually physically assaulted Chris Rock. He should reach out.
Okay.
That's what I think, though. Now, it doesn't matter, because, I mean, if you go to the other side, Will Smith, Chris Rock said something that prompted it. Mm. However, he assaulted him physically, and Chris Rock didn't retaliate. So,
yeah.
I think it could have been a better thing for Will Smith. I think there were stories about a reach out, but the guy said he wasn't ready to speak about it.
Chris Rock wasn't ready to speak about it.
So, I think Will Smith is supposed to reach out as he has done.
Yes,
it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
If he didn't assault or just said, said, you know, bro, I don't like that joke about my wife, blah, 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 then I would expect Chris Rock to reach out, but he slapped the man, so.
Yeah. It's Cool FM Cano's 4Play Podcast.
But do you think that slap was necessary?
You know, personally, what? I think it was.
I think it was necessary.
You're going to get slapped for real.
Slap any comedian.
When you say shit about my wife, man.
You're going to get it, sir.
Whoa.
And I was going to touch on this, right? Especially if it's someone that you consider family. Would you go that length to want to really teach them a lesson, knowing fully well that, yo, we are blacks?
So that's exactly why I'll give you a slap.
I still think the slap, number one, there's a lot of things you can't do, right? Mm-hmm. First off, Will Smith being who he is, he shouldn't have slapped him. Mm-hmm. Right, you should have a certain amount of control over yourself and your emotions, especially at that event. Right, I think if he wanted to do something, he should have been outside or somewhere else.
Yeah,
I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
But he should won't be there now. I mean, I don't want to be
his team.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, revenge is better.
Mine is the double standard because Will Smith is a celebrity and has celebrity status doesn't make him less of a human being with feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
So you cannot stand there in public at the Oscars in front of thousands of people and millions of people watching, insult my wife, and then you want me to now be the bigger person and wait until after the event. No, I'm sorry, absolutely not. They should just take the double standard off Will Smith's head. He has tried.
Yeah.
The man has gone through a lot.
Before we let go of this topic here and probably break, is it time for us to retrieve the pass that we've given to comedians? Should they have like areas they should not dabble into?
Yes.
In order for us to, you know, I mean, they say comedians will always get that.
You know, what we'd expect of comedians is to have common sense. Like,
well, they're expected to make a very difficult situation humorous.
There's so many angles. You can crack jokes about monkeys. Say me, talk
because monkeys cannot slap.
Talk about lions.
Yeah.
You know, talk about ostriches.
Feta, PETA, they are coming for you.
Why do you want to make a funny thing about my wife's illness? I don't like that. Nobody would like it. So
it's
common sense. You're allowed to crack these jokes, make something funny, but there are certain things you should stay away from.
We did see some jokes about COVID-19 though, right?
Exactly.
That's were they insensitive? They were nice. Pardon me, you know.
unless you had a family member who had COVID.
All of a sudden, a funny thing
sounds very rude.
Well, that's going to be 6 million slaps to do that, then bam, you go get it. Yo, it's the 4Play Podcast. It's looking like, yo, the year's wrap-up is going to take us forever. I don't think we've actually scratched the surface at all. But hey, I hope you enjoyed this one. We're definitely going to be coming back before you say Jack Robinson. Appreciate the guys in the house. We had Blue Magic.
Yep.
We had D Talkie Talkie as well.
So are we coming back for part two of entertainment stories of the year?
Every team right now. Right. By the way, the ladies were that Scarlet, by the way.
Hi.
Yeah, show us love on social media, okay, at Cool FM Kano across board. And make sure that you tell your friends that the podcast is available on our website. And please don't just listen to this one, okay? Listen to previous episodes because we are like, what now? How many? 16 episodes, right?
Yep.
No, way more than 13 for the first season. And this should be episode 6. Yeah, so it's about 19 episodes. Whoa, catch up, okay? www.coolfm.ng. We'll see you when we see you. Peace.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.